This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm speaking to Anthony de Klerk of the Art du Cap Gallery in the Boer Kaap. Anthony, it's a very special occasion, a very colourful occasion, and you're certainly adding to that colour with your very special gallery. Tell us about how you feel about being in the Boer Kaap, and then we'll talk about what's inside.
Okay, well, first of all, being in the Boer Kaap is an absolute privilege. I really enjoy the community around me, a really awesome people. I've kind of gotten to know more people by first name in the Boer Kaap than what I've ever known anywhere else that I found myself. And quite honestly, when you walk around in the streets in the Boer Kaap, it actually feels like you're in a very small town or village in the middle of the city. And I think the people themselves actually add a lot of color to the environment as well.
And now what is the color that you add within that gallery? What is your main focus?
Basically, Art du Cap is an artist-owned gallery. So I'm an artist, and I basically tend to represent myself. So the artwork that people will find there is predominantly my work. My daughter Bianca is also involved there with me. So she does the most beautiful, exquisite watercolor pieces. She kind of tends to focus on the fauna and flora of the Cape and also the bird life of Africa and the Cape. So I think, that's kind of how we position ourselves, artist-owned, and we do our own thing and we blend in with the environment.
And from your own point of view, what are the things that you're looking at? What are the stories that you're trying to tell?
Okay, I have a few themes that are ongoing at the moment. I have a series called Dreamers and Heroes that stemmed from a solo exhibition that I had in 2018, and that is ongoing and it keeps growing. It basically entails painting portraits of young people, predominantly African people or indigenous people, so to speak, that I meet who inspire me and who have like an incredible vision for their lives in spite of often having to break out of very difficult circumstances. And then the heroes are basically the figures that, fought the struggle during the apartheid years and even prior to there and actually made it possible, you know, sort of paved the way, so to speak, for these young people to be able to actually have a bright future in a country like ours. One series that's ongoing.
And the other series?
Okay, then the other theme that I'm currently working on and expanding on is basically a series of Cape Town-based paintings. So really just looking at the beautiful Cape landscapes, taking a look at all the special spots for me. I'm a bit of a dreamer myself, so I often find myself in a sort of beautiful sunset spots at golden hour, admiring the beauty around me. And I often sit and paint on site and then take the work back to studio and complete it. So right now I'm busy with a big series there.
Well, right now is the time to go and visit Art du Cap and find out how it's beautifully positioned in the Boer Kaap, very close to the Zico Museum as well. So a very good reason for finding your way there, and to find your way, pick up a copy of the Art Craft and Museums map and go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Susaki Fete, Make Way So I May Pass, in Sesotho, an invitation to make way for an imagined passerby wrapped in a richly decorated heritage blanket, is the title for the new exhibition presented by the Sanlam Art Gallery. A selection of 50 traditional and contemporary design blankets will be on view at the gallery from 20 March to 14 June. Open Monday to Friday. Call 021-947-3359 or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za.